Right back in here on a Monday. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens. You can check us out on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and put us on your TV.
Yeah, baby.
You can see this lovely lip cabbage I got rocking today.
Yeah, you look like Austin Wells over
there. The beard, it'll come back. It'll be all right. It'll be fine.
I'd wait till it comes back. Like, I'd get rid of the mustache altogether and grow it all back as one.
No, I need some sort of... Otherwise, I get, like, carded for everything.
So? That's a good thing.
Snickers, gas.
Like, I got carded for canned air the other day. Did I tell you that?
Well, that's because there's a trend going on.
There is? Mm-hmm. Okay, so I need...
High schoolers are, like, basically doing whippets off of it.
Off of canned air? Like, mm-hmm. Okay, back in the day, whippets were, you know, never mind.
Yeah.
So I go to Target the other day because I need canned air for my
keyboards
phone.
And stuff.
No, my phone. Like, it wasn't charging and there was like a piece of dust in there. So I was going to get this canned air, right? And so I get up to the counter and the guy's like, I need your ID. I'm like, for what? He goes, they're hoofing it. I go, they're hoofing what? He goes, they're spraying it in the bag and they're hoofing it. And I'm like, oh, God. I said, it's canned air, man. Like, I'm a 47-year-old middle-aged father. Do you think I'm going to go home and hoof air?
Mac, who do you want to go first on the script?
Let's do...
Speaking of getting carded, that guy ought to get carded for everything.
Mac?
Yeah, look how young he is. I mean, he probably does get carded, right? Do you still get carded?
Yeah, drinking
from the sweet nectars of youth.
When I don't get carded, I'm like, hey, come on.
Yeah, right.
What the hell's going on?
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Exactly. Who do you want to go first, Dusty? You want to go first?
I'll do it. Yeah,
all
go
right,
ahead.
Let's do it.
I, like Bob, think San Francisco gets early points because the Chiefs always seem to give up a first drive touchdown or field goals. And then the Chiefs respond with points in this game. It'll be Mahomes too many targets this game. I think this is one of those mini target games of Patrick Mahomes. I think seven different people have a reception. Kareem Hunt is big in this game, but it's not until the late third, early fourth. I look at this game as a let my starter get me to seven and let my bullpen clean it up. I think that... Kareem Hunt can be that guy that you bring your closer in the eighth.
When was the last time a starter went seven in baseball these days?
Garrett Cole, game five, or game four, whatever it was. But no, I think that the Kareem Hunt gets big and gets going late into the third and then most of the fourth, and that's where you see a lot of his yards take over. I like this D-line to get at least 2.5 sacks total, with 95 getting at least 1.5 sacks this weekend. I also think this is another game where we see the Chimari Connors disguised Spagnola blitz late sack in the game against Brock Purdy, and I do believe the Chiefs win this game. I believe it's close till the end. 24-13, Chiefs beat the Niners.
Okay.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad. Shamari Connor was disguised as Trent McDuffie at one point, which is fine. You got the play right, you know, just the person wrong, but you knew it was coming, and you got seven targets. You know, there were seven guys that, you know, received a target in that game, or a catch, I should say, in that game. Nine, I think, received targets, but you nailed that one, so that's pretty good.
I had the Chiefs 4 points shy, and I had the Niners 5 points shy. So 24-13, final score is 28-18. So not too much of a stretch for some homer Chiefs guy.
Not bad.
Who's next?
All right, so this game screams to me an Xavier Worthy breakout. So when we play this team, I feel like we got a lot of motions, a lot of window dressing. Nick Bosa's looking one way, then the ball's going the other way. We're keeping him out of the game, right? We're keeping that defense thinking way too much.
So are the referees.
That's true. Yeah, you're right. All the holding that the refs didn't call, exactly. But who plays well against this team on the Chiefs historically? Well, Mecole Hardman. I think now that's going to be Xavier Worthy kind of filling in to that Hardman role, you know, jet sweeps, eye candy, a lot of speed in those motions. He's got at least 70 yards and a touchdown with one big play. And then Kareem Hunt, you heard it from Bob. I think he's going to have a nice day as well. We'll start the convo actually about what we do with him once Pacheco comes back. I think that's how well Kareem Hunt will look. And I think in a plot twist, the Chiefs' run defense looks maybe the worst it has, which is a damn high bar. But I think they're actually going to allow 70 yards on the ground, which isn't a lot. I just think they're actually going to get 70 yards allowed. Debo will have a good run. And Brock Purdy will throw a pick near the end of the game to Justin Reed. Chiefs win 24-20.
Some wrong. Justin Reed got a pick. You're right. But so what? He got a pick. You're right about the rushing yards. 101 yesterday for San Francisco. And you were wrong about Worthy. One attempt for five yards. That was it. No reception yesterday. Now, would have had a big play had Mahomes not overshot him, right? That was the one at the
start.
Did
he stop running full speed, or did Mahomes actually overthrow a guy that runs a 4-2-1?
I think Mahomes, I'm going to say, because it's more impressive, Mahomes overthrew him.
I was just like, because that's the first thing in my head is like,
like, did he really just overthrow him?
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah, he really did.
Are we ready for Bob?
Yep.
No.
Sunday. The 49ers will receive. They'll move right down the field. They'll grab an early lead. Whether it's a field goal or a touchdown, the 49ers will have an early lead. It will be one of two drives where the 49ers come away with points. Travis Kelce, still being compared to George Kittle for whatever reason, will have a good day. He'll get about 80 yards receiving and a touchdown. The star of the offense, though, Kareem Hunt. He will make the red zone offense finally click after the last 2 years of that red zone offense riding that struggle bus, man. Hunt will also get close to 30 carries in the game as the Chiefs are trying to mask for that kind of lack of wide receivers at this point in time. Worthy will have one big play over 20 yards. Noah Gray will grab a red zone touchdown as well. And Chris Jones will come up with a late sack of Brock Purdy to ice the game for Kansas City as they move to 6-0.
Nailed it. Pretty good, man.
No, Gray didn't have a touchdown. No. Chris Jones didn't come up with a late sack. I mean, those two don't count. They were 3-for-3 in the red zone. And Kareem Hunt only had 22 rushing attempts yesterday and 2 targets, 2 receptions, so 24. I said 30, so I was wrong in that one as well. But close. I mean, you know, Kareem Hunt with that red zone stuff, man, is just a game changer right now. We finally have that running back that is effective in the red zone, and it looks good. And it looks wonderful. And if that, you know, improves their greatest weakness going into the season, I think was red zone offense and short yardage. They sure as hell were able to fix that by going out and signing Kareem Hunt. But still lacking a little bit in that passing game. Patrick Mahomes not great yesterday, 154 yards and a couple of interceptions. Brock Purdy not much better, 17-31, 212 yards and 3 interceptions on the day. Just not a good day passing for either one of those quarterbacks yesterday.
I think at one point it was like 1-for-7 with like 12 yards.
Mahomes
like,
or Purdy?
Purdy, deep into the second quarter. Now, Mahomes is hitting like Noah Gray early. Like, Noah Gray, we need to get him into the script at some point.
Yep.
Yeah, 6 rushing touchdowns yesterday. Yeah. No passing. Crazy.
That's crazy. That's nuts. Yeah. In a league that predicates itself as this passing first league, right? Running the football
is becoming. Each quarterback had a rushing touchdown.
Big.
Right? Purdy had
Purdy
one
had two.
Year.
Yeah,
yeah, right. He had two.
Yeah.
Mahomes had one. Kareem had two.
Mm-hmm.
Wild.
Yeah, crazy.
I mean, look, Stack wins early.
Yeah. And you see what's coming up on the schedule now for the Chiefs, right? Like everybody's talking about what's going to happen with the Chiefs and whatnot. They've got some of the worst defense or offensive teams coming up on their schedule. You've got the Raiders this weekend. They're no good, right?
But then Tampa and Buffalo.
But then it's Tampa and then it's Buffalo. But after that, then you got Denver and you got Carolina. You got the Raiders again. Like, you know, I saw a stat this morning that the Chiefs have the 22nd toughest schedule going down the stretch. That means they're pretty much near the bottom, right? They don't have a tough schedule going down the stretch. So they can go out there and assert their will early in these games, knock some of these bottom feeders out, and not have to go you-know-what to the wall in the second half of these games, kind of ease back a little bit, let your defense take over. So you've got yourself setting up nicely with the schedule. You're right, Tampa Bay is in there. We're going to see a lot about Tampa tonight, I think, on Monday Night Football, and then Denver after that. So 2 of your next 3 are division rivals, but this division, for all intents and purposes, is over as well.
Yeah, tomorrow officially starts Raider Week as we get into all the puppet scenarios and the Kermit the Frog. I really want to go to Wednesday's press conference. So I just want to ask about the puppet.
Yeah.
We'll address it when it comes up. Was that what he said?
It'll get handled when it gets handled.
It'll get handled.
It'll get handled on the field on Sunday. Like, I'm sure Kermit may be sitting on the bench.
Bigger blowout than Commanders over Carolina this
hard
weekend?
To tell this weekend because of the injured players. If we were 100% healthy, I would say this is a 40 burger easy for the Chiefs against the Raiders. But with Hollywood Brown out and Pacheco out and, you know, Rasheed Rice out, I mean, that's 3 big offensive weapons that they were counting on. Because I know this was the game that was circled by the organization when the schedule came out. This was the game that everybody was looking forward to. And, okay, we're going to, you know, make amends. And, oh, and then they did the Kermit the Frog thing on top of it after last year's Christmas Day game. This was going to be a blow your Jets out type of game. It still may be a blow your Jets out type of game, but it's not going to be done with the playmakers that they thought they were going to have at the beginning of the season before anybody got hurt on this team.
And they ruined your damn Christmas last
year. They really did. Yep.